welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I just welcome you to the Unveiled Christ of the World broadcast, heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. And on yesterday's broadcast, I just sort of laid an introduction or sort of a guideline for our thoughts and how the Lord's going to be ministering to us these next several days about finding God's will and direction for our lives. Don't you want that? I know even as a young Christian, that was the one thing, while I certainly didn't know much about Scripture, I have always prayed that way because I knew that I could make a mistake. I could, you know, have poor judgment, but I knew if I prayed for the Lord's perfect will, I trusted Him to honor that. And it does say in the Word that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And one of the most marvelous promises that's in the Word is, it is God working in us both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Boy, that takes a lot of pressure off, doesn't it? A lot of stress, because God is working with each one of us. Just as, remember when Jeremiah went to the potter's house and he saw the potter and the Lord spoke to him, that's really an example of how God deals with us. We're the clay. In fact, we've sung songs about Thou art the potter and we are the clay. He molds us and makes us after His will while we're waiting, yielded, and still. So that's His job. But our job is to stay as soft, malleable clay in His hands. But talking about God's will, before we can really ascertain God's will, I think we need to understand and just spend some time looking at our human will. Now, God has created us marvelously in His own image. Isn't that a wonderful thing? In the male and female, He created them. That's how it starts out in Genesis. And He has fashioned us as a tripartite being, our spirit, our soul, and our physical bodies. And in that soul realm, we have our will and our emotions. And so I'd like to spend some time how we should deal with our human will. It's not an enemy that we have to overcome, but we do need to understand it, how it operates. And now some of you listening to me right now, you might feel that you're not very strong-willed. You may know some people, and of course you may be in this category, that once you determine to do something, you get it done, like right away. And well, I guess ministry has enabled me to be somewhat like that. But I know that in our own weakness, our own human flesh and failings, our will is not necessarily that strong. I'll use an example in my own life. One of the ministries God has given me from actually even before, I did this before I was even a Christian, but is the ministry of fasting, because I know there's great power, and I try to do it on a regular basis. I do it on a regular basis for my UCM spiritual family through the correspondence ministry. As they write and share prayer needs, well, I'm able to, you know, I set aside a day a week. At any rate, and I've gone on many numbers of extended fasts, and generally in later years it's been just juice fasts and vegetable fruit juices and herb teas. Anyway, because I have, you know, I have to keep my energy level up. Water fasting, I've done a lot of that, but that's years ago, and the demands are much, it's much more difficult and if you have a demanding job position. But at any rate, the point of what I'm sharing is I have learned that I asked the Lord for His anointing, because I tell you what, on my own, I absolutely cannot do it. When I consecrate myself to the Lord, it's amazing how He gives me the strength and the ability to do that. And that's true for any one of us, regardless of what it is. I believe if you will ask Him for His strength, His anointing, He enables you to do it, even if in the natural, it's not something that's easy for you. And we'll cover that a little more later on as we share. But let's talk about our human will. The will, beloved, is not designed to operate or function by itself. Actually, do you know that because we're so interrelated, even modern science is proving this, how we are mentally, what we think, it affects our physical bodies. You've heard of, psychosomatic illnesses, that depending on how a person thinks, they can actually make themselves physically ill. Well, we are interrelated, and our will does not operate, it's not an isolated function of our human personality. It functions with other parts of our soul, the mind, as well as our emotions. And the thing about the will now, it is designed to be in submission. Beloved, God created the universe with divine order. There's spiritual principles, order, and there's natural order, natural principles. Gravity, for example. if gravity was suspended on Earth, we'd all be flying into outer space. There are natural laws. Everything is God's universe, physically and spiritually, is designed to operate in beautiful harmony. It was only when disharmony entered through sin, through Satan and through man, that beautiful order and harmony was altered and affected. So the will of man is designed always to be in submission to God. That's God's perfect plan. And beloved, we're either in submission to God or Satan. And you might say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, as Christians, we should have a determination to have our will submitted to God. You know, there's a song that was popular, well, decades ago. I won't mention the person, but I did it my way. You know, well, beloved, he didn't do it his way. He was manipulated by the enemy. And the devil loves for us to think, especially the unsaved, well, you know, I want to be free. I don't want any of that religion stuff. You know, I'm free. I'm my own agent. I'm doing this. I'm exercising my will totally. Well, you know what? The devil loves to hide behind that kind of mentality. He actually manipulates our will. We might think we're free, but the God of this world has blinded the eyes of them that don't believe. You know, he just manipulates their will, and they think it's actually their choice, their decision. You know, we decide things and determine directions that we've been influenced to go, and it's either the Lord or it's the enemy. And the enemy has used the world as a very good tool to get people to go in the direction and way that he wants them to. He uses circumstances extremely well. Don't you see how he hides behind them? Even for Christians, well, you know, the doors don't seem to be opening, so I'll have to try something else. Knock on the door, don't sit around, wait for it to open, you know, pry it open. Well, that's not a good idea. I'm thinking of a circumstance now in the Word of God. Look at Abraham and Sarah. I mean, Abraham, the father of the faithful, what a beautiful life his example was. But I'm sure even in his own natural lifetime on this earth, he learned to regret the suggestion of Sarah that he take Hagar to wife when Ishmael was born, and he had to send him away because they were doing it their way. That was not how God wanted to fulfill the promise. He still had his way, the Lord did, but we're still suffering the consequences of that decision. So, you know, as Christians, you know, bless God, we're going to take authority and command the doors to open, but you have to know you're in the will of God to do that. You know, it's the Amplified Translation that says, it talks about, you know, in Matthew 18, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Well, that actually says we're actually agreeing with what is bound in heaven. or whatever is loosed in heaven. We simply speak forth the will of God. It is God's will that the works of darkness here in our circumstances regarding people, we can take authority because that's God's will, is it not? So we need to pray, beloved, until circumstances line up with the will of God. Can we just look at circumstances and determining the will of God? Well, you know, we have it backwards. The devil will keep things muddied, confused, closed. But it's in times of prayer where we can not only know the will of God, but we can take authority in the name of Jesus. We can pray concerning the will of God until we have that deep, restful, peaceful assurance that we know it. And then we can command things to line up. But, you know, so often the devil comes to us, we just lay down, we're so passive, you know, we can't get done what God has for us because we're passive. And the devil loves to see Christians taking it easy and just kind of hanging out. He finds someone to manipulate in terms of their circumstances, and they don't even know it. God has a will, beloved, for you. You know that he does, and so does the devil. Well, I don't like to stop right here, but my time is coming quickly to a conclusion, and we're just going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. But I'd like to share a portion of a letter from a new listener that has written recently, a sister who writes, "Dear Sister Judith, thank you for your servant's heart that is so dedicated to doing the Father's work. Through your nightly radio ministry, I'm led by God's word and principles as you encourage me how to apply them every day." She goes on to share that she's a nurse, she works the night shift, and times that she feels empty and depleted, and as she drives home, she's able to listen to the program and get ministered to with refreshment and renewal and peace. And she just says, she closes by saying, "I'm so grateful to you, Sister Judith, for making a way for the Lord to replenish me so that I may continue to have the energy and stamina needed to do my job. Please accept this donation to support the ministry you do in his name. God bless you, Sister Judith." A new listener writing. Well, I'm so grateful for those that God puts on their heart to stand with this ministry. It's a faith ministry. I don't spend time asking for finances because every moment of the broadcast time is so precious. I just trust the Lord to speak to hearts. God bless you. Thank you for listening. The announcer will give you our contact information. And if you can, tune in tomorrow. God bless you. Sister Judith saying, "May God's best forever be yours," is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.